Again, good morning. Happy Sabbath to all of you. A few weeks ago, we were presented spoons as a lead-in to the split sermon. I have some tools today. Tools instead of spoons. Now, I mean, we might be asking, what in the world am I doing with some tools? What am I going to be talking about today for the sermonette time? Well, tools are used for what? They're used to fix things. When you have a problem at home, possibly with the car, if you're inclined in that regard, we get out your tools and try and fix whatever needs fixing. What are we trying to do leading up to the Passover? Aren't we trying to fix ourselves? Are we trying to examine ourselves and find out what needs to be fixed within each of us? That's what I'd like to talk about today. We all have problems. We all have personal issues that we first have to face and then get under control, don't we? We all have sinned. There isn't one person in the history of mankind, save one, who hasn't sinned. That's why we pray to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, remember, and humbly ask for His forgiveness, for our forgiveness, and ask to help us lead a better Christian life. But that takes work. Take work on our part. Because the only person that can fix your problems, your issues, and help you move forward to remove your sins is yourself, with the help of the Holy Spirit working in you and coming before God in the right frame of mind. Now, leading up to the Passover and the days of unleavened bread, we are to examine ourselves. And that will be the topic that we'll be going through today in my sermonette, to see where we need fixing, right? Spiritually speaking, God instructs us to do so, and He expects nothing less of each one of us. The aspect of removing physical leavening from our lives, that's easy, right? It takes more work, in my opinion, to remove the spiritual leaven from our lives, the sin. That's why we take this time leading up to the Passover to, in fact, examine who we are, who we become over the past year since the last Passover, to see whether we are on the right path, the right trajectory, to reaching the kingdom of God, which should be our ultimate goal for each one of us. So what I'd like to do today is show you how 2 Corinthians 13:5, one scripture, instructs us in how we should be examining ourselves. And by doing so, we can take the right steps and the right spiritual tools needed to fix what needs fixing. Now, in preparing for these upcoming spring holidays, we must find first the areas in our lives of weakness, areas of sin, that's the first step, step number one. And then only by examining ourselves will we be able to find those things. Then once we have, we can take the necessary steps to repent of those sins. These things aren't new, we've gone through them before. And then finally, the best thing would be to go and sin no more, like Jesus Christ told the adulteress. These things can only happen, though, with God's help, His direction, and understanding in our lives. This time leading up to the Passover is thus a time of personal reflection and self-examination, what we should be going through now. We should be meditating on our attitudes and our conduct and asking God to help us recognize and overcome our shortcomings as human beings, because we all have them. None of us are perfect, and we all make mistakes. So the need for us to look inwardly and to carefully scrutinize our lives is very much needed. So most of you have already turned to 2 Corinthians 13:5. Like I said, that's what we are today. Here in 2 Corinthians 13:5, we see the Apostle Paul spoke of this exact kind of self-examination when he told the Corinthian church, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Asking the question. Unless indeed you are disqualified. A very familiar scripture, I'm sure, by most of us. Now what I've done is broken this verse down into three parts, because there are many lessons we all need to learn here. So we'll look at the beginning part of the verse, the middle, and then the last part today. So the first part of the verse, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Now right off the bat, we see that word examine. So let's take a look at this word as it is used here. It's the Greek word parazo, P-E-I-R-A-Z-O. And as we would think, it means to test. It means to scrutinize, to examine, or to prove. But not only that. It doesn't just mean those things. It means to do them with self-discipline. So not only do we need to examine ourselves, but we need to be doing so in a way that will shape and mold us into a better person, a more perfect Christian. So in these days leading up to the Passover, we should be busy preparing for and cleaning our homes, right? Our vehicles and all of our property, and removing the leaven that we find in those places. That's the physical part. The more important part is finding and removing the sin, the spiritual leaven, from within ourselves. Now, as we all know, most of the leaven we find in our homes is contained in one location. Any guess where that is? That's right, the kitchen. That's where all the cooking takes place and where most of the food is stored. So when it comes time to de-leavening our homes, this room takes usually the most time and consideration. Now, I don't know about you, but there's one particular item in the kitchen that I don't necessarily like to clean, but my wife asked me to clean it, so I do. And guess what that is? The toaster, that's right. It's full of all those loose and burnt on breadcrumbs, because let's face it, I'm guilty of not necessarily cleaning the toaster throughout the year, so there's a lot of them in there. And in times past, I thought, boy, it would be easier if we just got rid of it and bought a new one. That'd be the easiest thing to do. But that's not the answer that I get. That's the easy, less complicated approach that we could take. But it's not what God expects of us, is it? Especially since we are supposed to be in the process of thoroughly removing sin and leaven from our lives and fixing who we have become. So I take the responsibility of cleaning it in the proper manner. That's exactly what Paul is talking about here in the first part of this verse, brethren. He's telling us that we must pierce our hearts to see if we are still in the faith, to see if we still have that moral conviction of God's truth. We are to prove our lives. And if we find things that need fixing during that process, we take the necessary steps of correction. So how do we accomplish this? Well, as we would all know, we have to look within. It takes a very concerted effort on our part to look within ourselves and see what's wrong, what needs to be changed. Because it can be one of the hardest things is to look at yourself and examine yourself and see, oh, I have this problem or I have that problem to take care of. It's easier to look at other people and say, oh, they have that, right? Or, oh, you have that. But if you point the finger at yourself, that's harder to do, isn't it? You have to work at it. It takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of energy. That's why we use this time now to do so, leading up to the Holy Days. For prayer, for personal reflection, to be disciplined, and the courage to face and overcome those things that make us weak on a spiritual level. So here in the first part of this verse, we are told to do just that, to personally examine ourselves in order to see whether or not we are in the faith. Second part of the verse, middle part of 2 Corinthians 13:5 reads, do you not know yourselves, asking the question here, that Jesus Christ is in you. Now, our character, our principles, and our conduct, basically how we show ourselves off to each other and the rest of the world, that should exemplify to all those around us that Jesus Christ is truly living in us, and we in Him. And if it doesn't, we need to take a step back, re-examine ourselves even further, and change, because that's what is needed. Paul explained the significance of the phrase, Jesus Christ is in you, in Galatians 2:20, if you want to turn there. In Galatians 2:20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. As we see here, it is not only through Jesus Christ's sacrifice that we are given the opportunity and chance to have a one-on-one relationship with God and Him. With the gift of the Holy Spirit, we receive an immeasurable gift, precious, a precious link between ourselves and our Heavenly Father. With it, He guides us, doesn't He? He directs our lives and helps us to see the good in ourselves. But then He also, especially at this time of year, helps us to see what's wrong, what's bad, and to weed that stuff out. We are given the opportunity to recognize sin, expel it, and then avoid sin. The third part of the verse says this, back in 2 Corinthians 13:5, unless indeed you are disqualified. Now the NIV, this is from the New King James Version. The NIV version puts it this way. It says, unless, of course, you fail the test. So after personally testing, after personally proving, examining yourself to find the spiritual leaven, and making a concerted effort to remove it from your life, brethren, do you think you have passed the test? Are you ready to partake of the Passover? Now we still have a few weeks, so we still have time to do so. But remember that it'll be fleeting. Like Brian said earlier, we only have 3 weeks. So have you withstood your personal trials, your tests, and come out on the other side of that, a stronger person? Or have you come out a weaker person? We'll see. Because the weaker type of person is the type of person that Satan would like us to become. And that's the type of person that God does not want us to become. That person will not be found wanted when Jesus Christ returns. That person, shouldn't be us. That's why it's imperative in these days that we continue the examination process. It's a critical step each year in our lives that we need to be taking full advantage of if we are to please and honor our great and loving Heavenly Father. So devote this time in your life now to physically removing the leavening from your possessions. But more importantly, the spiritual type of leaven, which we know is represented by sin. Brethren, this act of self-examination proves invaluable, doesn't it, in helping us to devote our lives to God and Jesus Christ. And let's not forget that this period also pictures an eventual triumph over sin. For just as God delivered the ancient Israelites, right? He delivered them from Egypt and from slavery. So He delivers us now from our enslavement to sin. So, these just can help you fix things around the house. Use this to fix this.